Hurricane Ida adds more instability to a region that has disproportionately experienced hardship and neglect.
Places that people were telling me had never flooded, they are flooding too. And when we move here, you know, these people were telling us that they never had a flood here, and we have been through two here.
We got together and we just were like, whoever needs help, ask.
I've been through Katrina. I mean, so it's like nothing really fazes us right now.
The lessons learned from Hurricane Katrina remind us that any policies put forward must approach the work from three angles: relief, recovery, and rebuilding.
In the resilient spirit of the Deep South, people and communities hardest hit by these compounding crises are already hard at work to keep people safe and to rebuild their communities.
We urge key stakeholders, including state and local governments, as well as Congress, deploy relief quickly and equitably throughout the region by putting funds into the hands of local community organizations that understand the people and know where the greatest needs are. Utilize direct advanced payments rather than a reimbursement model of funding. Take immediate action to enact a moratorium on evictions and move with greater urgency to deploy the rental assistance funds directly into the hands of tenants at risk of being forced from their homes. Prioritize community input in any rebuilding efforts to avoid reinforcing existing inequalities in our systems and processes. Furthermore, relief funds should be based on the extent of the damage incurred and not on pre-existing conditions which are embedded with historic racial disparities. Invest now in infrastructure to support communities of color in the Deep South, not only in response to Hurricane Ida, but also in response to previous disasters from Hurricane Katrina to the most recent water crisis caused by the 2021 winter storm.
Policymakers must listen to, support, and craft solutions following the leadership of response efforts already underway.
As Congress debates investments in infrastructure, there must be sufficient investment to prevent and withstand future disasters. Over the next several days and weeks, it is imperative that Congress, governors, and mayors enact policies that are responsive to the needs of communities that have been hardest hit by the culminating effects of Hurricane Ida, the COVID-19 pandemic, and years of disinvestment in a region of our country that has been ignored for far too long.